Henry Ford famously said, "If I'd asked people what they wanted, they would have said faster horses." This is a sentiment that was echoed many years later by Steve Jobs when he said, "Customers don't know what they want until we've shown them." They're great quotes. In fact, they are so good that they're endlessly repeated, especially by those worrying about intuition being forced out of the web profession by cold, hard, boring numbers. It's a concern I can certainly sympathise with. In the early days of the web, I would design a website based on my experience and design skills. Then I started having to do user testing and looking at analytics. And before I knew it, we were working on customer journeys, personas, ethnographic studies, and market research. All of this research, numbers, and analytics can be frustrating, especially when you're confident of your approach. Why can't people just trust your expertise? It can quickly feel like creativity and intuition are being stripped away, leaving us with these sterile products that just conform to the lowest common denominator. You only have to look at the music industry to see where this path leads. Insipid, manufactured pop that conforms to a formula which has been proved to work but lacks any originality or soul. The problem is that although we moan about the insipid pop culture, it does sell. Although relying on data may lead to the demise of the quirky, unusual or creative, it can make good business sense. Relying on data reduces risk. Intuition leads to innovation that can change a sector, but it can also just as easily lead to failure. Many people cite the iPad as an example of a product that wouldn't exist apart from intuition. Few of us realised we wanted or needed an iPad until we held it in our hands. It would never have been made if we'd relied solely on data. However, for every iPad, there's a Newton. And from a business perspective, that can get expensive. Every hit, such as an iPad, has to be covered by the cost of failed, or has to cover the cost of failed products like the Newton. It's not just about mitigating risk either, it's also about making better products. The more data that you have, the more you can refine a product and make sure it's as good as possible. Take Steve Jobs again. We constantly hold him up as a shining light of business success, but like any human, he makes mistakes, especially when he was younger. When he developed the first Mac, he could have done with listening to the research that had been carried out. Such was his desire for perfection, he ended up designing a PC that was out of the reach of most families' finances. His intuition needed to be tempered by the reality of the numbers. Instead, he chose to ignore them. Like all of us, he needed to understand that data and research are tools that we can draw upon to make our products even better. They exist to support our intuition and creativity, not to undermine it. I don't think it needs to be a choice between two diametrically opposed approaches. You don't have to pick either intuition or analytics. The two sit quite comfortably together, and we need to stop radicalizing the conversation. For a start, let's look at the two quotes I began with. Neither preclude the use of research or analytics. All they're saying is that people don't know what they want until you show it to them. Does that mean you have to develop and launch a product only then to find out that people don't like it? Absolutely not. All the quote implies is that you need to show people something before you get a sense of whether or not they will want it. That can be as simple as a prototype or a wireframe. For me, that's the heart of the issue. It's about the division of labour, if you will. Our intuition and creativity should be free to dream dreams. We should be free to experiment, innovate and fail. Analytics and testing can actually support that kind of intuition. For example, I believe that no idea should be crushed before it's had a chance to be placed in front of real users. It should have a chance to prove itself rather than be dismissed because someone or someone of your colleagues or manager believe that people won't like it. Data can also be used to improve the intuitive leap. Intuition doesn't exist in a vacuum. Intuition comes out of the human brain being allowed to subconsciously process information and come to conclusions that may have escaped our conscious mind. Data and research can provide the raw material that intuition needs to work. The more you know about users, who they are, what they want, the better you understand them. Sometimes this might involve ignoring what they actually say they want because you believe that they will like it when they see it. However, to make that judgment, you have to really know your users, and the only way that's going to happen is through research and data. What I'm driving at here is that we as an industry cannot afford to overly favour either data or intuition. It has to be a blend of both. Data and research always require intuition to interpret and fully understand them, while intuition needs data and research to refine and confirm it. Let's stop polarising the discussion and instead embrace both in our projects.